When architect Philip Johnson's small masterpiece, the Art Museum of South Texas, opened in 1972, its sculptural white concrete forms became an icon on Corpus Christi Bay. As the museum's permanent collection and its educational programs grew, it needed more space. The museum selected architects Legarreta and Legarreta of Mexico City, in association with Dykema Architects of Corpus Christi, to design an addition. The William B. and Maureen Miller Building opened in 2006. After his firm received the commission, Ricardo Legarreta visited the late Philip Johnson, telling him he did not want to compete with the original building, but to complement it. Both architects are renowned modernists, but with different roots. Johnson's European, Legarreta's proudly Mexican. Legarreta and his son and partner, Victor, typically use intense colors and geometric forms. Here, they exercised restraint. Fiesta pink entry walls provide a bold note of color on the exterior. Like the Johnson structure, other exterior walls are white. 12 copper-clad skylights, shaped like pyramids, create a distinctive roofline suggesting ship's sails. Over time, the copper will oxidize and turn gray-green. Inside, accent walls are painted purple, gold, and coffee brown. 5 galleries, a cafe overlooking Corpus Christi Bay, a gift shop, a digital studio, and a hurricane-safe storage vault occupy the first floor. The main gallery rises 42 feet into the skylights. Smaller galleries include ziggurat step ceilings and a 24-foot-high pyramid ceiling. The building's second level overlooks the first. It houses offices, an education gallery, and a meeting room. The Art Museum of South Texas emphasizes North American art, focusing on Texas, the Southwest, and Mexico. The Miller Building expands the museum to nearly 60,000 square feet and adds something more, a sense of place in a city with a majority Hispanic population that's 150 miles from Mexico. It connects with the original museum through a hallway that provides a symbolic link as well as a physical one, joining art and cultures, old and new.